Blackstone Audio presents My Soul Looks Back, a memoir by Jessica B. Harris. This book is read by Jessica B. Harris. For those who knew me then, and those who knew me when, and those who know me now. You cannot step twice in the same river. Heraclitus. Prologue. My man is black, golden amber, changing. Warm mouths of brandy, fiend. So opens Maya Angelou's poem To a Man. If I'd read those lines back in the 1970s, this story would never have happened. Instead, ignorant, trusting, believing in love, and woefully too young, I raced in. I've been rereading Angelou's poetry recently because her passing has brought memories of my youth vividly back, like Leon Damas's long-held-in hiccup. I relive them again and again. I've been known to say that I am the Zelig of the second half of the 20th century because it has been my great good fortune to turn up in multiple special spots. I lived and studied in Paris when Leal was still going strong and the buildings were gray. I've supped with Sembène in Senghor, Senegal, and I've danced in the candomblé ring in Jorge Amado's Bahia. However, the real reason that I identify with the Woody Allen character is that it was my privilege to spend part of my youth with Maya Angelou, James Baldwin, and their circles of friends as they were becoming icons of 20th century America. Their joy in one another, the fierceness of their intellectual pursuits, and their absolute dedication to civil rights and to the righting of civil wrongs of all sorts made their names hallmarks of honesty and totems for truth that influenced the world. I am not central to the story, although I have lived it. Rather, it is about an extraordinary circle of friends who came together, lived outrageously, loved abundantly, laughed uproariously, and savored life while they created work that would come to define the era. That they knew one another was interesting. That they partied together, savored one another's company, encouraged each other's endeavors, celebrated each other's achievements, and mourned one another's losses is extraordinary. This tale is also the story of a city. New York City, its neighborhoods and its vibrant life is also a character. For no other place in the world could have spawned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?